So outside of the first 4 minutes, and then I thought to start the second half defensively, I wasn't overly pleased. A lot of miscommunication errors. We weren't really impacting the game. I actually thought the guys on the bench did a really good job coming in and helping us really on both ends of the floor. Ben Defty, Ben Roy, and I thought Asmar were very good in this game, kind of coming off the bench and giving us something. Dartmouth had beaten Sacred Heart, and then they played Albany pretty close at their place. I have a lot of respect for them. I thought they came in, really kind of ready to get a win from us. And I thought we did a good job. We were ready to go. We did a good job. And it started and ended with our defense.
Coach, can you talk about you mentioned Ben Defty, other bigs, including Malcolm, just being able mm-hmm. to toss the ball inside to them and exploit a smaller, maybe less physical team than you guys?
Yeah. We have a good team. That's supposed to happen. When you have a good team, you should have depth, and you should have some guys that can physically take advantage of their matchup, and that's why you're good, and so those guys were able to do that today. And Malcolm's been very good. He was 4 for 5 today, and Defty was 4 for 6. And if you look at their numbers, there are times they're not getting the ball enough. But tonight we got them the ball, and they were able to finish.
Coach, you guys shot 54% from the field in the game as a whole. How pleased are you with the team's performance, like offensively?
Well, we had good balance because we scored the ball at the rim. We didn't shoot it great in the first half from three, but then we made some threes. When we got the inside-outside game going, we're tough to beat. And we're a team, we have a lot of depth. And I think our overall skill set on the offensive end is very sound. And we can play, 10 dudes that are all pretty good players. And when you have that, you have the size up front, you got a chance to have a really good year.
Coach, you guys started 0-7 from three, then you stopped even trying. You kept throwing it into the post. Is that something that you talked about with them, about just,
No, I thought we missed some early, and then we were reluctant to shoot some. But we did have an advantage, and we still have to talk about getting it in. It just doesn't happen naturally. And so when you do that, I thought at times we got stagnant because we were just trying to get it inside. But, we had the advantage, and when we got it in there, those guys were able to get the job done.
Coach, you guys held Dartmouth to 29% from the field, and also added 5 blocks in today's game. Just how would you assess the team's defensive performance?
Yeah, I thought we were very good. Like, if you look at the UCLA game, and I told you guys that after the game, we really defended them well. Yeah. We're strong. We have length. We got enough quickness. We should be an exceptional defensive team at this level, and we did a great job on UCLA, and tonight I thought we again defended really well at a really high level.
Coach, can you talk about Kyrone, especially that solo 8-0 run that he went on once Dartmouth went into that zone and kind of was forcing us to shoot from the outside?
Yeah. No, he's a talented player. He hadn't shot it well yet from three, but it was going to happen. Like, all these guys shot the ball really well in the preseason. It was good to see that from him. It was good to see his shots go in. But he was a talented guy, and he can hurt you in a lot of different ways. Tonight, he was open for three. But those, I thought two of them were big shots, like them playing zone. They would have a chance to come. You miss a couple of those, that now they get momentum. Now the zone becomes a little more mental. So making a couple of those shots really, really gave, lessened the pressure.
And Coach, I mean, he also added 9 rebounds. I feel like I sound a broken record in asking you this, but can you just talk about his versatility as a player?
Yeah, I said that's the thing that makes him very good, is that he can affect the game in a lot of different ways. And the cool thing about that guy is that he sees himself that way. He doesn't see himself as a one-way guy. So if you're talking to him about doing a better job, like, he closed out on Cornish too short one time, and Cornish hit the three, and he can take coaching. And, you know, I said to him, hey, you can't close out that short to him. We were anticipating the drive, but you still got to take away the shot and the, you got to be good enough to do both, even though sometimes we're talking about taking away the drive. And he could take the coaching, and that's why he's a good player.
Was there any concern in the first half about that three-point shooting and still not getting those to fall?
No, because I thought we had an advantage at the basket, and I thought we could drive them. Thanks, buddy. I thought we could drive them as well. My daughter's playing right now. I got to check the score. And so there's other ways we can score. And I did think if we got good ones, we would eventually make them.
And, Coach, in terms of the turnovers, you guys against UCLA had a century high mark of
15.
and, I mean, you only had 12 today. How big of an emphasis was that going into today's game?
It's always a major emphasis of taking care of the ball. It's one of our offensive pillars. Hard to be a good team when you're giving up, you know, 28 points off turnovers to UCLA. I really thought that if we didn't, like they played Lehigh last night. Lehigh had 11 turnovers, but they got beat by 40. I thought if we didn't turn it over, we may have been able to make that a game. Because we could defend them in the half court. Tonight, you know, I don't know if we hit our mark, but we're close to it.
And then, Coach, I know that Ethan's injury definitely plays a part in Asmar getting a bigger role, but 17 minutes from him today, what have you seen from him in practice that convinced you to play him that much?
Yeah, he's a talented player. You know, he can hurt you. He's a guy that can score the ball in different ways. He gives us a whole nother dimension. He's a very talented player, and we haven't had a lot of guys like him that can just go score the ball. You know, he can score it. And so I think the biggest thing, and he had a great summer. I was really impressed with how he competed. He played very hard. The cool thing about him, he is a competitor. But, you know, he's kind of playing two different, like he plays on and off the ball. That's a lot for a guy to do as a young guy. And so, you know, for us, he's in a really important piece. And tonight, hopefully, he can string along some good games for us.
Coach, last question for me. You guys were up 34-21 at the halftime, and whereas in previous games, maybe that lead would start dwindling down at the beginning of the second half, you guys stepped, pedal to the metal, scored 44 points and padded that lead. Are you starting to see some, you know, sort of like development in terms of the team's character and maturity and holding up that lead?
Yeah, you know, I thought we gave up some. Couldn't remember in the second half. So we didn't play great in the first half. The first 3 or 4 minutes. Then I thought there was a run late, like maybe at the 12-minute mark, maybe, where, you know, they scored 2 or 3 times in a row. We had some miscommunication. But other than that, we were pretty solid. As long as we're – my thing really is, and you're right, like we've given up leads at times – but I think if we can just get to the point where we're consistent at what we're trying to do, I think we have a chance to have a really good team. But our level of focus and consistency just has to be there. So when I'm watching, okay, they may score. Sometimes it's a good offensive play. It happens. But if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, I really feel good about that. So I think that's the thing that you're getting at is like, okay, can we keep our focus no matter what the score is? Because last year we had trouble with that. Tonight it was pretty good to see us get a lead and then stay with it. And then also, you know, be able to kind of expand the lead in the second half. I thought we got up 30.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we won by 28. That's pretty good. I'll take that.
That's all I got.
You guys got anything?
No.
Okay. My daughter's got 16 with going into the fourth quarter.
There you go.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Take care, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.